for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Now, here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Listeners, so excited to have Nancy Bayett with me today. I love talking to top producers. What is it about top producers in this market that are so fun to talk to? They are successful. It doesn't matter what market conditions are, they're successful and they're having continued success. And Nancy is just that. Nancy is the co-founder of Amerify, and it's the number one team at eMortgage Capital for three consecutive years. We're going to hear what has made her successful. She has not only funded over $1.5 billion, but also has a flawless platform by which she does this, allows top producers to thrive and dominate in the market. She's between Orange County, California and Las Vegas, two of my favorite places to be. And so, Nancy, welcome to the podcast. So good to have you here.
Thank you so much, David. I'm happy to be here.
I need to also explain that I was introduced to you by Pavan at Angel AI. Pavan is a client, and I'm saying, Pavan, I've got to talk to some top producers that are starting to use Angel AI with success, because a lot of people are looking at Angel AI askance. They're looking like, is this real? Does this make a difference? We're going to get into that a little bit later. But before we do, I want our audience to get to know you, Nancy. Tell us a little bit, real briefly, how long you've been in the industry. How did you get started in this crazy mortgage industry?
Yeah, I studied finance at Long Beach State University, and it was right around the year 2000 before the market kind of burst. I was going to get into stocks and bonds, and that didn't seem like a good idea at the time. So I got my broker's license. I tried selling real estate a little bit, and it was just a lot of running around, and it was just too much. I needed to see more like an instant gratification type of situation. So I got into loans, and I've always really been good with numbers and clients. I've always been in sales, so it just fit, and I just stayed.
That's awesome. When you find yourself doing what you're doing, what do you think has been the key to your success?
I would say a few things. If you focus on the right thing, success follows. For me, that's customer service and great service. I don't chase success. I chase the client experience. And if I can perfect that, they'll always want to come back to me.
Yeah.
And it's built over time. It's built through trust. It's built through transparency, through honesty, through integrity. So I operate on just the highest levels of all of that. And it's also set up on setting up the proper expectations, both with my clients and my referral partners. I've had some agents that I've actually turned away and said, we can't work together because our values are not in line. Okay. They need an update every day. I don't have that to give to them every day. I've tried to automate that the best that I can through my LOS. So every milestone change, everyone on the loan file is updated, clients and realtors, as well as title even. If I can keep everyone in the loop without having to make that call, that 15 minutes per day per file adds up to a lot. So it's really looking at your calendar, seeing what you're doing throughout your day, how you're spending your day. I'm time blocked my entire day.
Yeah.
Both personal and professional.
That is a common denominator for those of us who are successful. You should see my calendar. It's just blocked. It's the only way you could do that. If you try to let happenstance happen, it just doesn't happen. That's what I'm finding. And
as loan officers, we like to live in the past and the future, yeah, right? What did I forget to do? And what do I need to do next?
Yeah.
Where if you time block your day, you find that you're very present, and it's helped me communicate better because I know that I have to get this next task done and I have 30 minutes to do it. So how efficient am I if I'm not thinking about what I forgot, not thinking about what I got to do next, but what I'm doing at that time?
Yes.
It's just changed the way that I live, to be honest.
That's such a good thing. Another thing I pick up from you is you seem very competitive. You're serious. You're competitive. Maybe slightly driven, could we say?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, I love the competition. I think drive is just innate. Some people just have it. I'm not the best closer by any means, but I'm the first one in and the last one to leave. So
that's
I'll outwork everyone.
You didn't fund $1.5 billion and be number one for 3 years in a row in a competitive, very good company.
Yeah.
Mortgage Capital is a real great company, and there's some
great
originators there. So you're not doing that just by being nice and sweet and giving good customer service. You got to fight your way to stay there and be there. You talked about the use of technology, and I think that's such an important part of the toolkit. I love time blocking. That's important. But talk a little bit more about the technology that you've used and how you're using it. And that's going to open the door as we get into Angel AI. So talk about.
Yeah. Automate as much as you can automate. So have you heard of BombBomb?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually funny because in 2020, I got a BombBomb from UWM. And that's how it all came about. And it was an underwriter saying, congratulations, your loan's approved. And a light went off. And I'm like, this is brilliant. I created a whole suite of bomb videos. Okay. So I have one at approval stage, one, your loan is being submitted. This is what's going to happen next. Yeah. Pre-recorded. So I have template emails that automatically go out every time there's a milestone change. So what did that just do? That eliminated me from having to pick up the phone and call when you have 50, 60, 80 clients running at once. That can take up your whole day. So
how do you personalize those videos? Because each one of those you want.
Hi, congratulations. Yeah. I just changed my hair, put on a different sweater, put on a button up, changed my lipstick. It looked like different days, but it was all recorded in the same day. And I just said, congratulations. I'm so excited. Your loan's approved. Here's what's going to happen next. You're going to hear from our processor. Awesome. They're going to ask for some conditions. Make sure you get those back to her right away. If you have any questions, reach out to me. As always, looking forward to closing your loan quick.
Yeah, and I think this gets down to the most important thing that we all do as loan originators, because I think what we're going to be talking about is technology continuing to grow, and how is that going to change the way we're doing business?
Absolutely.
I come back and maintain this. There will always be the need for the human component on the most important financial transaction of the vast majority of the world, and that's their purchase of their home loan. They're going to want to talk to someone and reassure them. How all the processes, the more we can automate those is what you're talking about doing, Nancy.
Right.
You're being so successful as you're doing so much of that automation. And I applaud you for that. And leveraging tools and technology, which gets us to why Pavan recommended I talk to you. You've heard about, like many have, about Angel AI. Talk about your first exposure to it and your initial attitude.
Yeah, when it was first introduced, it was called Morgan. Yeah. And I didn't really get it. It was a little bit, maybe it was me and not the system, but I didn't really understand it or appreciate it until I did a walkthrough with Sam and Pavan. And I was like, oh my God, this is like next level good. I was at AIM last year and I took a complete app through Angel AI and submitted the loan while I was at AIM and I was speaking.
You were speaking at the conference.
Yeah, I was speaking at the conference. So I got STIPS from a client. Sent it all to Angel AI, prompted Angel AI to create an application. Once they did, I said, send me back a 3.4. Took the 3.4, uploaded it to my LOS, and I was ready to submit the loan.
Wow.
Like calculate income. You could tell it to lock your loan. It's going to have credit repair really soon. I don't know when that's launching.
Yeah, I was told this quarter.
Right? Yeah, I was told it's coming, but that's just going to be a whole new thing that I'm just going to devour.
Yeah.
And credit, could you imagine? Anyone who doesn't qualify, put them into credit repair, they're going to be yours forever.
And I think, how do we differentiate ourselves in this market? Speed is without question, speed and communication market. And then also being able to give dependable answers, definitive answers.
Exactly.
That you can rely on. And how many times we have submitted a loan, they go, yeah, I submitted it, but and they come back and say, now we need this conditions. It's just been a systemic problem in our industry about how we go about it.
Angel AI guarantees it.
I know.
So once I saw that, it's okay. So you're going to calculate the income. And as long as nothing changes, if I didn't send one pay stub when I should have sent two or something like that, or there's another property on credit and I forgot to mention it, it's just incredible that it will guarantee it. So Sunwest will buy that loan and service it.
What kind of advantages does this give you in the marketplace? My mind is calculating as I'm listening to you because you're one of the first people I've gotten a chance to talk to. We're going to be interviewing a number of originators who have discovered Angel AI. And I want to get into how this reframes the way you're going to be doing your business moving forward.
Completely different in that I'm old school where I will request STIPS before I quote because I don't know what they qualify for. If somebody wants the rate, I give them bankrate.com. Those are the rates.
Yeah.
Right. Is that everyone's rate? Of course not. It's based on what you qualify for. So I'm old school in that. I've never done the whole, I just don't do it because it's not accurate. It's not operating on high integrity. So I just don't work that way. So I have STIPS on every client before I speak to them. and I'll upload it to Angel AI. At that point, I have a full application. I didn't take the application, right? My referral partners have a copy of my link, and they'll have the client fill out an application. And then I'll do like a soft check or something to make sure that we ratio. But until then, I haven't really qualified the client yet if I don't have stiffs.
My mind starts running at how this starts transforming the way you're going to be doing your business moving forward.
It's completely, Angel AI is like having 50-100 assistants, because every prompt is a new assistant.
For those who've never heard of this and think you are on drugs, no, I'm not on drugs.
Yeah, think about it this way. Think about ChatGPT. Yeah. I hope everyone in our industry is at least, if you haven't, please get on it. Yeah.
Yeah,
AI's here, right? It's the future, but it's here. So get to know it really well. And that's my goal. So just like with ChatGPT, you have multiple prompts. Each prompt is the client's last name, so I can keep it organized. I'll upload pay stubs and W-2s and say, calculate my income. Then I'll add the mortgage statement, HOI, and I'll say, create a 1003 for me. I can tell it, run a soft check, lock my loan. Like, I don't even have to be at the office.
You're speaking it into it. You're speaking.
You can talk right into it. It translates into a few different languages. I think he's opening that up. Pavan's working on opening that up. But it's incredible. So you literally have an assistant for each file. and the prompts are endless.
Virtual assistant for every file. Imagine
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, this must cost a fortune, Nancy.
It's free.
I promise you.
I don't get it. I'm like, why is it free? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is free. And that's the part. And you heard me tell a story about how I met Pavan when he was just a kid at his dad's office. And it's such a great story because the family is just crazy bright. His dad was a chemical engineer, knew math. Pavan was gifted out of God as a dad's gift for math. And he started working on this. And his dad, when he was a kid, says, go figure this out. It's not that difficult. And Pavan started working on it. And people are just going, yes, it is more difficult. And you've been doing loans for a long time. I've been at this for 50 years. And it's the same process that we go through. And I want to look forward into the future now. How do you see you using this? You've done $1.5 billion. Assuming that the market conditions are favorable, assuming that there's loans to be done out there, how do you see this ramping up your business? And what are you going to be changing your business strategy to get more business?
Yeah, there's always going to be loans out there, right? As people fall off, the people that kind of, the order takers that jumped in when rates were 2%. Yeah. And all you had to do was answer the phone and close a deal. And they're like, oh, this is easy. Yeah. Well, now they're seeing that it does take some skill. It does take some talent. It does take some financial experience to structure a client's financial future together. So it is a little bit more complex. And how I'm going to use it is just as I explained, it's just going to be endless amount of assistance. Right. Yeah. And I do send a good portion of my loans to SunWest. But even if I'm not sending the loan to SunWest, I will still use the AI to calculate all that for me and send it back.
That's so good. Because I mean, that's the part about this a lot of people don't realize.
It's a no-brainer.
You do not have to sell the loan to SunWest to be able to utilize this technology.
No, you don't. It makes it easier because they already have all the documentation. You could go ahead and say, show me an LE. I want to see what my LE looks like. What are the rates? Show me a rate block at 7.25 and I'll show you a rate block. Then you could tell it, lock my loan for 30 days. So it's like speaking to an assistant and having them do all this stuff per file.
Angel AI also will create websites for realtors on properties. Have you started using that feature and has that been working for you successfully?
I have not started the landing page yet because I have a different that I use for that that's linked to my CRM, but I understand that it's coming. I understand that CRM is also going to be coming soon. Yes, be linked to Angel AI, so that should be really interesting.
Yeah, it just continues to grow and grow.
Yeah, it's just going to be endless, right? It's just like the bomb. It's like when you see something come in, when you're marketed, anytime I get any kind of marketing, I think about it for a second and say, how could I apply this? Is this applicable to me and my business?
Yeah, I have the honor and privilege of coaching Emily Farley, who's the Chief Lending Officer, Head of Sales at Atlantic Bay, and she uses BOM religiously. Even like we've got a call set up for tomorrow and I coach her and she says, Dave, here's the things I want to talk about and what we can communicate quickly and efficiently through a video is so much more effective and time saving efficient than trying to write it all out. And the other thing that comes with that is the emotional. I get to see you, Nancy. And if I have that, this is the emotional component. That's why I believe no matter how advanced Angel AI is, I still want to look at Nancy when I'm buying this home. I need that emotional reassurance from you, Nancy, that I'm buying the right house. This loan is actually going to get done.
That I'm a real person.
Yeah, from a real person. And I think more and more people are getting leery of technology. But when we can use it effectively, and we learn how to keep ourselves in the midst of that transaction by we do what we do best. And that's what you do best. And that is the communication side. I bring about that reassurance. I get really excited about that. To those that are the naysayers out there, what would you say to them?
It's really unfortunate because if you don't have the foresight to see that it's going to be a majority of how we operate, then you're just going to be left in the dust.
Yeah.
It's like people who didn't adapt to the computer. What are they doing now? I don't think they're doing loans. No one's taking a paper out.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Like you can't get the loan done that way.
Yeah.
So it'll be like that.
Yeah, it is. It's really going the way of the dinosaur. If you're going to go back away, the old processes, heavy, laden processes. Let the tools and technology work and do it. Nancy, what a delight to meet you. You're going between two communities. How does that work out? I'm sure some people are saying, Dave, you need to ask her how that's going out. She lives in Orange County and also does business and lives part-time in Las Vegas. How does that work?
It's nice. I love Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. I think Vegas is just awesome. But I have a lot of family in Orange County, so I go back and forth. I spend the rainy months in Vegas. And when it's rainy in Orange County, I'm in Vegas. And when it's too hot to be in Vegas, I'm in Orange County.
Yeah,
so the best of both worlds. I'm licensed in 34 states.
Oh.
So yeah, so it's not that I'm only doing business in California and Nevada, but I love it. I like to move around. I don't think we were meant to be in one place.
No, I agree too. Yeah. I lived in Orange County and the June gloom would seem to be July gloom as
yeah.
well. Yeah. That was a part I never got used to. I'm going,
Marine Land lasts till 3.
Southern California.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe experience that at 5 o'clock when it all burns off, finally goes away. But what a delight to meet you. It's just a joy. And thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you
for
so much. Thank you
here.
For having me. It was great to talk to you. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah. And congratulations on your success. $4 billion over your whole career. That I just saw the number up here and I go, $5 billion where you're at now. $4 billion over your career. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So nice to talk to someone so successful.
Thank you so much.
Luck to you. And let's stay in touch. I would
absolutely
to hear your.
I look forward to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, listeners, this hot topic would not be possible without our sponsors. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Byte Software, Finastra, Lender, Homepage, Truve, Angel AI, Candid, CRM, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, Mobility, MMI, and Modex. There's so many good sponsors here, and we're so grateful for each one of them. Be sure to check out each of those sponsors and their spots on our website, Lickin' on Lending, under the sponsorship page. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.